To the extraordinary women who have inspired me throughout my life and career, your strength and unwavering resilience fuel my passion for changing the way we age. Thank you for your trust, your courage, and your belief in a world where age is not a barrier, but a badge of honor. Together, we rewrite the narrative of what it means to age with power. This book is for you. It is my honor to care for you.
Dr. Vonda Wright.
Introduction. We are not the victims of the passage of time. I felt like I was stuck in time. I didn't know how each day turned into years, and I felt lost and didn't know how to get back to a place I recognized. Ava. I've known Ava since we were in our 30s. We used to talk daily, but over the years, that regular contact has waned as career and family obligations have taken up more and more of our time. But what I remember of Ava is that she is brilliant, funny, and warm, and that she lights up every room she walks into with her energy and laughter. She is the embodiment of her name, which means full of life. A few years ago, we reconnected after several years of being out of touch. I could immediately sense how tired she was, how time had bruised her vitality and dimmed her light. She explained that she had gained unwanted weight, especially around her once hourglass middle, and that her heaviness left her winded when simply going up the stairs. She described the days of hurried minutes turning into years and wondering where all the time went and what had happened to her along the way. She also spoke of how disturbing it was to be perceived as past her prime and in a menopausal body that made her feel invisible to society. My vibrant, full-of-life friend seemed to be lost and didn't know how to find her way back to a life beyond merely surviving. I understood what she described. Not too long ago, I too was miserably menopausal, but I've since returned to my roots of being a scholar of musculoskeletal aging and longevity to reclaim and build what now feels like an unbreakable life. People chuckle or look at me skeptically when I say these can be the best years of our lives. Ava initially laughed at my excitement over living in midlife too. It's hard to imagine thriving during this time given the many media messages and societal norms that tell us women our best days are behind us. But I shared with Ava all the ways I had helped myself and the women I work with reclaim control physically and emotionally through the new science of aging and how I had reframed aging from a detriment to a superpower. Instead of winding down, I explained, I now have a new lease on life. I've reset my clock. Ava was curious about the possibility of feeling like herself again, even if I could sense her doubts. I reminded her that she had done hard things before, including raising her two kids largely on her own, building an amazing career, and now stepping into the caregiving role of her parents. She conceded as much and put her trust in me. Together, we laid out a plan to help her feel like herself again. That plan was much like the one I will lay out for you in these pages. I am a doctor who believes a patient has the right and the need to know where they stand and why they must do the hard work. Ava deserved the same. I explained how different lifestyle choices could diffuse what scientists have come to understand as time bombs of aging. And she took action to build what we also now understand to be shields of protection for the rest of her life. Most of what Ava had tried before were quick fixes, anti-aging products, short-term diets, and workouts based on the latest fad, not science. She was willing to try again, but the fear of failure was real. Was the hope of transforming her health realistic? As she went through this journey, Ava had great days. She also had dog days when she was just grinding out the work, and there were setbacks when she wondered if she would ever see progress. But she stuck with our plan, and she did see that progress. Of course, Ava has not returned to her 30-year-old